looked around and he said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything. Blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
God reached out and he took the light in his hands. And God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and he flung it against the darkness, spanking the night with the moon and the stars. And down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world, and God said, that's good.
That's good, that's good.
Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right and the moon was on his left. The stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world, and he spat out the seven seas.
Amen.
He batted his eyes, and the lightning flashed.
Amen.
He clapped his hands, and the thunder rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. Cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted, and the red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his fingers to the sky, and the oak tree spread out his arms. The lakes huddled down in the valleys of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared, and it curled itself around his shoulder. God raised his hand, and he waved his sea over the land and over the sea, and he said, bring forth!
Bring forth!
Bring forth!
Bring forth!
Bring forth! Quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls, and beasts and birds swam the rivers and seas, roamed the forests and woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said,
that's good.
Then God walked around, and God looked around at all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his moon, he looked at his little stars. He looked on all his world, with all its living things. God said, I'm lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill. By a deep, wide river, he sat down with his head in his hands, and he thought, and he thought, till he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the most far corners of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. Amen.